Welcome to Black Art Is Lit. I'm your host, Nakira Cheney. On this episode, we are diving into a book that I believe is absolutely powerful. But before we do, I just want to take a moment to say I thank you and I appreciate you so much for continuing to come back and tune in with us. Thank you for all of you that have shared the podcast on your networks and in your book clubs. I definitely appreciate it so much. Black Art Is Lit. Okay, so on this episode, we are reading Fervent, and it is by Priscilla Shire. It says, "You have an enemy, and he's dead set on destroying all you hold dear. He does it strategically. He does it specifically. He's doing it right this moment. In fact, aimed at personally drawn targets on your heart, your home, your mind, your life. And this book, this battle plan, is your chance to fight back with a weapon that really works, with prayer. Fervent is a hands-on, knees-down, never-give-up action guide to practical, purposeful praying." This means war. Just so you know what you're getting into. By the time you finish reading and working through this book, the front cover shouldn't be able to close neatly back over on itself. It should be noticeably disfigured, ski ramping up from the spine at such a scoped angle that even if you laid an old school telephone book on top, you still couldn't smooth out what's become so harshly, permanently mishappen from heartfelt use, war-torn, an impossible option for regifting at Christmas time. I'm expecting grass stains, ink smears, dog ears, battle scars. A few of those wrinkly circles that form on the page when an accidental drop of tea, if not a tear escaping from your eye, spills across two or three lines of text. Unmistakable signs that you've been here and been involved here, invested here. I want pages ripped out and written on. The edges tattered and the corners curled. I want your kids afraid to touch it without using plastic gloves, perhaps even the salad tongs. This book is just not meant for pretty reading. It's not for coffee table curiosity and other such cameo experiences. Think of it instead an industrial grade survival gear, duct tape and super glue, leather straps lashed around it, old shoelaces maybe. In tight double knots, whatever it takes to keep it all together, because this is war, the fight of your life. A very real enemy has been strategizing and scheming against you, assaulting you, coming after your emotions, your mind, your man, your child, your future. In fact, he's doing it right this second, right where you're sitting, right where you are. But I say his reign of terror stops here, stops now. He might keep coming, but he won't have victory anymore. Because it all starts failing when we start praying. Now, if you want a book about prayer, this one's probably not for you. You can find some wonderful books on prayer by some scholarly writers, books that are well worth the time spent reading them. In fact, I highly suggest you do. Can't really learn too much about prayer, can you? But here, in these pages, we aren't going to merely talk about prayer or think about prayer. No, get ready to pray. Because life is just too impossible otherwise. Yours, mine, everybody. We simply don't have the luxury of playing nice with prayer. Not if we want things to change. Not if we want to be free from whatever's keeping us held down and held back. Not if we want our hearts whole and thriving and deep grounded, different. Not if we want to reach our destinies and experience God's promises. Not if we want our husbands and children living out what God has called them to do and be and become. Not if we want a fence of God's protection around us. Not if we want to bear the unmistakable mark of his favor upon us. Not if we want the devil and his plans to go back to hell where they came from. But none of that is going to happen. No matter how badly we may want it, as long as prayer remains an afterthought, a formality, a mindless mix of duty and manipulation, something we do but usually, unusually don't do, and rarely if ever do with any meaning and vitality, with confidence and clarity. As a result, we waste a whole lot of years doing a whole lot of other things. Things that thoroughly exhaust us but ultimately don't work. We end up, for all of our trying, missing the point. Missing out on what God intended. Missing the whole heart of what really matters. So now we're going to pray specifically and strategically. Praying with precision is key. When we pray about the places where we seriously suspect the enemy is at work, that's how we keep our prayers focused, not only on particular situation, but on biblical truths that are consistent with maintaining victory in the midst of them. It's how our praying stays integrated with reality rather than aimlessly wandering down a side spiritual hallway that never seems to connect with the living room where we, you know, live. It's how we keep our whole selves engaged and alert, trusting God for the right things, confident He's given them, able to sense His direction about what to do, and then to take action accordingly. If all we're doing is flinging words and emotions in all directions without any real consideration for the specific ways the enemy is targeting us and the promises of God that apply to us, we're mostly just wasting our time. We're adding to the confusion while not really making a noticeable dent in the problem or the process. We're fighting to keep our heads above water, yet feeling pretty sure most days we're fighting a losing battle. Well, part of that idea is right. We are in a battle. A battle with a long history that reaches back before the annals of time began. But it's one in which the victor has already been determined. A battle, yes. But a losing battle? Not even possible. And prayer is our not-so-secret weapon in the fight. I'd even venture to say our most potent one. I'm willing to admit right up front there's an undeniable, unknowable, invisible mystery to prayer. That's why our first reaction to it often leans towards dismissing it, downplaying it, devaluing its critical importance. Prayer, we think, is a good idea in theory, if only it did actually did anything or made a difference. But here's the deal. Despite what we may or may not understand about prayer, God has deliberately chosen this particular vehicle as the one that drives His activity in people's lives. It's what He allows us to use to cooperate and partner with Him in the fulfilling of His will. He's created prayer as a primary way of putting us into personal contact with Him and with His eternal realities any hour of the day or night. So as we begin to grasp its significance, and as we begin implementing this incredible power tool He's placed in our hands, He divinely positions us, even a little life like ours, in His grand purposes for the ages. Through the connective tissue of prayer, He cracks open the door that makes us at least a small part of how these massive plans of His are translated into the lives of people we know, including ours. Prayer is the portal that brings the power of heaven down to earth. It is kryptonite to all the enemy and to all his ploys against you. That's why you and I need this book. That's why this intersection of our life journeys in these pages is so crucial. Not because of what I'm writing, but because of what we are going to be doing with our time together and what God is going to be doing as a result. You and I, once we've gotten just a little better acquainted, will begin actively crafting some prayer strategies tailor-made for your victory. We're going to do it by touching on the areas of your life that the enemy is targeting the hardest, the bulk of what frustrates you, worries you, defeats you, exasperates you, angers you, taunts you, deflates you, and sometimes makes impossible demands on you. And if you come to a chapter that doesn't seem to strike a red hot chord with you now, read it anyway, because sooner or later it will. And then at the end of each chapter, you'll compose a strategy of prayer in regard to your own life in that particular area. Then with your personalized prayer strategies in place, yanked right out of this book, did you notice the perforated pages in the back? Then post it where you can regularly see them and read them and launch them against the enemy's most well-disguised hideouts. You'll be able to fight back as hard and harder than the one who's fighting against you. Strategies? Yes. Because as you may have noticed, the battles your enemies wages against you, especially the most acute, consistent ones, possess a personality to them, an intimate knowledge of who you are, and a precise pressure points where you can most easily be taken down. Random accident? Lucky guess? I don't think so. These areas of greatest fear and anxiety in your life are clues to some important spiritual information. They reveal, among other things, that a personalized strategy has been insidiously put in place to destroy your vibrancy and render you defeated. It's been drawn up on the blackboard of someone by someone who knows where you live and whom you love, knows your customary tendencies, and knows from long experience how best to exploit every single one of them. And maybe up until now, it's been working. But I assume by your presence here that you're sick of that. I know I most certainly am. Sick of losing these daily battles of mine. Sick of watching things deteriorate around me, as well as in the lives of those I care about. But what I'm beginning to understand is that I just can't just go barreling into this fight blindly. I can't just throw something up against the wall and hope it sticks. I need a plan, just as you need a plan, a strategy for war. And funneled through the experiences outlined in this book, as well as through the specific work of God's Spirit in your life, and most importantly, the living power of God's Word, a number of personal prayer strategies will begin to develop. You're going to march out of here with some battle options that will not only help you deflect every assault trained against you, but would allow you to actively advance against them, against scrappy, tenacious opposition. You'll be able to thread across stretches of high voltage ground that you've never known how to navigate before. Places that have always seemed too impossible to figure out. Through prayer, you'll not only be able to defend yourself from incoming sniper fire, but through Almighty God, we'll be able to push into enemy territory and take stuff back. Trust me, it can happen. It will happen, but not by happenstance. God's plan is for you to move you into a position of impact by infusing you with truth and employing you in prayer. You don't need to be a genius to do it. You don't need to learn $10 words and be able to spout them with theological ease. You just need to bring your honest, transparent, available, and let's just say it, you're fed up, over it, stepped on your last nerve self, and be ready to become fervently relentless, all in His name. At the end of the day, the enemy is going to be sorry he ever messed with you. You're about to become his worst nightmare a million times over. He thought he could wear you down. Assured that after a while, you'd give up without much of a fight. Well, just wait till he encounters the fight of God's Spirit in you. Because this means war. I feel like she needs a whole round of applause, because that was a grand opening to this book. So again, that this is Fervent by Priscilla Shire. I hope you will go out and pick it up. Of course, there's a million and one ways you can get a book these days. Just make sure you get it legitimately. And again, thank you so much for sharing and spreading the word. I hope you visit me. And I am at Nikira on all of the platforms. That's Nikira. Thanks.